This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of TKA metal hypersensitivity from the Recon section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. TKA metal hypersensitivity is a complication of total knee arthroplasty that may lead to persistent knee pain and stiffness as a result of an allergic reaction to the metallic components. Diagnosis involves careful patient history and ruling out infection or aseptic loosening. Patch testing may be helpful in diagnosis. Treatment generally involves component exchange to a hypoallergenic femoral component with an all-polyethylene tibial component. Now, let's get into the episode. With respect to epidemiology, TKA metal hypersensitivity has a rare incidence. As far as the etiology, the pathophysiology is related to a type 4 delayed type cell-mediated hypersensitivity, which is mediated by T cells. This may be a reaction to nickel found in cobalt-chromium alloys. Metal ions deposit in local tissue and must react with proteins to initiate hypersensitivity. The biggest link may be metal ions / hypersensitivity as a causative initiator of early implant loosening. Moving on to presentation, patients with TKA metal hypersensitivity may have a history of dermatitis, eczema, and other signs of atopic hypersensitivity. Symptoms include vague persistent pain, persistent unremitting effusion / swelling, and stiffness. On physical exam, be sure to document the range of motion. As far as studies, evaluation can include patch testing, however, this has limited evidence for a direct link to diagnose hypersensitivity. Another potential test for evaluation is a lymphocyte transformation test, or LST, T-lymphocyte-rich immunohistopathology, and keep in mind that patients must have a negative workup for chronic / acute infection. Again, this first must be ruled out. As far as the diagnosis of TKA metal hypersensitivity, the exact definition is controversial. Some argue a combination of a positive patch test, positive immunohistopathology, and relief of symptoms upon implant exchange is the only way to confirm diagnosis. Others argue that metal hypersensitivity is a diagnosis of exclusion, only arrived upon when the infection and aseptic loosening is ruled out. Treatment of TKA metal hypersensitivity is operative through an implant exchange. This will be indicated for persistent symptoms affecting the quality of life. As far as the technique, you can use a hypoallergenic femoral component with an all-polyethylene tibial component if possible, and keep in mind that at the time of surgery, chronic inflammatory synovitis is typically present. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic might be tested. First question. A 59-year-old female who recently moved to the area presents to your office for evaluation of a painful right total knee arthroplasty that was performed by another surgeon 10 months ago. Infectious workup, including alpha-defensin and synovial fluid analysis, are negative for infection. When asked, she does endorse a history of skin reaction to cheap metal jewelry. What is the pathophysiology of metal hypersensitivity reactions in total knee arthroplasty? And the choices are 1, type 1 IgE-mediated, 2, type 2 IgG-mediated, 3, type 3 immune complex mediated, 4, type 4 delayed T cell mediated, and 5, type 5 IgG mediated. The correct answer to this question is 4, type 4 delayed T cell mediated. So metal allergy, most commonly nickel, following total knee arthroplasty may cause increased pain, persistent effusion, and stiffness. This is caused by a type 4 delayed T-cell-mediated hypersensitivity reaction. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, type 1 IgE-mediated is incorrect, as type 1 IgE-mediated reactions are those of quick onset after exposure, such as bee stings and anaphylaxis. Answer 2, type 2 IgG-mediated is incorrect, as type 2 IgG-mediated reactions are antibody-mediated, such as hemolytic reactions and good pasture syndrome. Answer 3, type 3 immune complex mediated is incorrect, as type 3 reactions are immune complex mediated, such as those resulting in systemic lupus erythematosus and polyarteritis nodosa. Finally, answer 5, type 5 IgG mediated is incorrect, as type 5 hypersensitivity reactions are stimulatory reactions and are IgG mediated. Moving on to the final question. A 62-year-old woman has advanced osteoarthritis of the knee that has been refractory to non-surgical treatment. She wishes to discuss total knee arthroplasty. She reports a lifelong history of intolerance to most jewelry and is concerned about having an allergic reaction to the metallic knee implant. Hypersensitivity to metal implants is usually classified as what type of Coombs reaction? And the choices are 1, type 1 or allergic, 2, type 2, or cytotoxic antibody-dependent type, 3, type 3, or an immune complex type, and 4, type 4, or a delayed type. The correct answer to this question is 4, type 4, or delayed type. So most, quote, metal allergy is classified as type 4 or delayed type hypersensitivity responses, which is a cell-mediated response. Types 1, 2, and 3 are not generally associated with metal hypersensitivity responses. Type 1 reactions are typically anaphylaxis. Type 2 reactions are antibody-mediated, such as those seen in Graves' disease or hemolytic anemia. Type 3 reactions are immune complex diseases, such as serum sickness or systemic lupus erythematosus. That's all for this review about TKA metal hypersensitivity. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.